Hello, my imaginary friends. It is the 7th of June 2012, and this is the day that I took off work so I could go to the bank with Yana. Didn't I, darling?
You did, yes.
Would you like to tell the story, please?
Looks like I'll have to now. Okay, fine. So I made an appointment. So because we needed, should I tell what it was about? Okay, right. So we needed to add me to your account so we can have a joint account. And it turns out in our local branch you have to make an appointment for that because they don't just have people sitting around because this is a small town. So I waited for when you had another day off, possibly, made an appointment, and then we turned up this morning, slightly late.
9 minutes late.
Yes. I tried to actually phone them up on the way because they'd given me a business card and it said direct number, which was an 0845 number. And when I phoned that out, I ended up in some call centre somewhere. So when the bloke sounded like he was going to send a message to the local branch, I was like, yeah, we'll probably get there by the time you've done that, so don't worry. And then we got to the branch only to be told that the person we were due to see wasn't actually in today. So yes, and there was no shock and no nothing. There was just, oh yeah, well, she's not in, and the other person who could possibly do it is off sick. Right, so why weren't we told this before we came in? Oh, because the person I was speaking to only just got in herself and hadn't got round to checking the calendar yet whether there might be any customers who wanted to see the manager. So anyway, manager? I think that was the manager, actually, we were going to see, yeah. The one important person who can do this. So, yes, and the manager turned out I had to go to another branch. And, so this woman behind the counter said, okay, she'll be a minute and then she'll come talk to us. And then, yeah, then when she turned up, she just said that, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you'll have to come in another day. Because there's nobody here who can do it. At which point, I think you had a little, you were very nice about it. I think I would have, yes. you did remind them that that you're the customer and you've taken a day off. And her response, very unprofessionally, I thought, was, I had a hospital appointment this morning and I've only just come in, so I didn't know that there was someone on the calendar. And I just thought, do they train these people in customer service at all? I mean, I'm sorry, but you do not go around telling the customer that you've had some sort of, you know, whatever private business you had that morning. That is none of the customer's business. And a customer doesn't want to know that. You apologise.
It's not the customer's problem. It's the employer's problem.
Correct. So, you know, you apologise and you try to put the situation right. And what I also would have expected would have been some sort of, yeah, you know, make sure this doesn't happen again. Because, I'm sorry, the manager didn't just find out that morning that she had to go to a different branch. She would have arranged that before. So she should have really checked her calendar for the day and made sure that someone else is there to do it or rearrange the meeting. Okay, so the other person possibly who could do it was sick. But again, why did nobody check the diary to see whether any customers coming in? And it was not like we were there first thing in the morning. They had time to check this, but it just seems that's not part of the procedure. And it's just really, is it just Barclays or is it just our branch here in town? Because we had a problem before with them, didn't we, when we tried to switch your account when they were just completely oh no, they did, didn't they? It's just that the switching went wrong. Anyway, I digress.
No, they did. They messed it up. So
yeah, they messed it up.
I wanted to switch back to them because the whole point of me using one of the old high street banks is because, you know, I've moved away from an internet bank where you get better interest rates, you get, you know, better attention to the online, you know, that you can do everything online, you know, because that's what they have. And there's all sorts of benefits in using an internet-only specialist bank. But I deliberately migrated back to a high street bank because I wanted to have the customer service of being able to go into a branch. So yes, that was the last time we encountered Barclays, was when I went to Barclays and said, can I please migrate from my internet bank, which was Kahoot, was it? To migrate to Barclays. And they said, oh yes, no, we'll look after all of that for you. We'll do all your direct debits and we'll write to all your direct debit companies and we'll arrange it all. And they arranged it for like the day before payday or something.
And then all the
utility companies then started writing back to me and said, oh, sorry, we've received an instruction from Barclays to move your direct debit, but it's far too late for us. They haven't given us enough notice, so it's going to be later than that. So I was in a horrible no man's land where I didn't know whether to get my salary paid to my old account or my new account to meet all the direct debits that were going to go out at the beginning of the month. And they really messed it up for me. And that was the last time that we spoke to, we interacted with Barclays. And again, they just don't treat you as a customer.
No.
They treat you as an inconvenience, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And apparently, all the other high street banks are just as bad. So yeah, you have to be thankful that you've got a physical branch you can go into.
But why on earth
would you expect every, you know, how dare you expect as a customer that every branch should have people in it that can do what you want to do when you've prearranged an appointment days and weeks in advance.
Well, that's what I thought was so ridiculous. We've
arranged this appointment a week or two in advance, wherever it was, to do a specific thing, and they haven't got anybody who's capable of doing it in the branch. I mean, it's pathetic.
Well, it's a small branch. I did say that if we wanted to just turn up, then we have to go to one of the bigger branches. But in our small branch, we need to make an appointment because there's only that one woman who can do it. But what I don't agree with is the whole, you have to make an appointment, but then if they can't keep it, you turn up and they just go, oh, well, we'll rearrange it, and seem to think that's perfectly normal. That is not customer service, I'm sorry. And then eventually I think she phoned up someone to find out how to do it, and she got some forms that she made us sign, and then she said that she's going to do it later that day and she would phone us up by the end of business to let us know that she's done it. Has anyone phoned us up? No, still don't know whether they've actually done it. So I'm just waiting for you to tell me now. Do you want me to? I mean, I won't have time tomorrow, but I can go in next week and inquire. And maybe the manager will be around then, and I can tell her that I do not think a lot of her idea of customer service. And I also think that she needs to train her staff if they go around saying, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't had the chance to check the calendar because I had a hospital appointment. Huh? I'm sorry. Where do they get these people from?
Well, they could just train the staff to actually be able to do the making a single account into a joint account, make sure that all the staff can do all the things that need to be done.
Yeah, I mean, it was only a couple of forms to sign. How difficult is it? That's all they needed to do. We didn't need to open a new account. They only needed to add me on. I already had an account. So it was a couple of forms. I mean, please, one even said joint account on it, and it just required people to sign it. It's not rocket science. Then again, I mean, the customer service that we got from that lady, I'm not surprised that she wouldn't know what forms to use. I mean, seriously.
So, in summary, Barclays.
Sorry, I should have just let you tell the story.
You told this Jana, you told the story very well.
No, I've just had a rant.
In summary, bank manager, when you decide which branch you're going to go to in the morning, find out what commitments you've already made to customers. Number two, if you do have to break someone's appointment, phone them up and tell them you're going to have to break the appointment, preferably the day before, or at least in the morning. And number three, if both of those two things fail and a customer turns up for an appointment and the company can't keep the appointment, apologise profusely.
Yeah, exactly. We could have been travelling for miles to get there.
I took the fucking day off.
Darling.
I never take a day off. I'm a workaholic.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Which is why I had to do it on the day that you can actually take the day off, because they made both of us come in and we have to make an appointment. So I had to wait till you take a day off. And then what happens? I know. Which is why I thought you were very nice to that lady.
I thought I was rude, actually.
Well, I don't know. I would have been... I was so gobsmacked. I'm not going to say anything, because whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to... Yes, no, I just would have... I thought, no, it's better if I let you do it, because you're English and you're not going to be as rude as I would be.
No, I wasn't as rude as I could have been, but I was still quite stroppy.
You just got a bit louder, but then, yeah, I think that was... I mean, it was well-deserved, because, I mean, she didn't particularly... Yeah.
It was measured, though.
Yes, exactly.
It was assertive and measured. It got her attention and you know,
yeah.
She no longer was saying
that she
couldn't do it and we should come back another day. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yes, exactly.
So, summary of this.
I prefer to let you do these things, because I was afraid I'm going to make too much of a scene once
so,
I get going.
To summarise the summary, Barclays, pull your fucking finger out.